Welcome to Popstar. We
Yo.
have a special guest tonight because Jeffers is busy, so he like might come back during the show and like maybe jump in, but for now we have Amby Lee.
Be very afraid, pop star people. Ambie in the shiznow.
Amby's gonna be a
Oh,
bitch.
snap. Right now, everyone else is going, oh
Like,
no.
everyone's like, not
Why?
Amby.
Ambie's
Also, my friend Kelly is like sitting in my room with me.
Oh,
So she's like here. Fate has met her.
her. She was so
So
loved Erica.
Shout out.
We're just like hanging out.
I'll be gone soon. I need to go to bed really bad.
It is a star-studded episode.
It's incredible. First tonight is Songbird, so we can like take a
Shouldn't you like
listen.
reiterate the theme
Oh
or
yeah.
something?
Jeez,
I
Amby.
don't know what it is. I don't know what
Oh.
it is. It's like I'm judging and I don't even know what the theme is.
You just won. It's American Idol like alumni, like if they're pop people. So
Oh,
like
so
not
like
Carrie Underwood 'cause she's country, but like Kelly Clarkson
Justin
and like
Guarini.
those people.
Treehead Justin Guarini from Justin to Kelly.
Justin to Kelly.
Oh
Old
my gosh, that's so
school.
old.
So American Idol is what we're doing, and Songbird is up first. I'm sorry.
I'll be the Simon.
Yes.
I'm always the
Yeah,
Simon. Fine, I'll be the Randy.
Jeffers is Paula. It's like hilarious.
Oh,
Like the one guy is like that's really great. Okay.
be two Simons.
Yeah, you guys, it'll just be like you guys, and I'll be like, because I don't know what to
Dog, that
say.
was hot, or whatever he
Dog, that was hot. I'm
said.
practicing for once you go black.
Nah, dog, nah.
Just, I'm kidding. Okay, we're gonna start with Songbird.
Felt nothing in the world like this before. Now I'm missing you and I wish that you would come back through my door. Ooh. Why did you have to go? You could have let me know. So now I'm all alone. Girl, you could have stayed, but you wouldn't give me a chance. If you're not around, it's a little bit more than I can stand. Ooh. And all my tears, they keep running down my face. Why did you turn away? So why does your pride make you run and hide? Are you that afraid of me? But I know it's a lie, what you keep inside. This is not how you want it to be. So baby, I will wait for you, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. Don't tell me takes the rest of my life. Baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just ain't true. I really need you in my life. No matter what I have to do, I'll wait for you. Been a long time since you called me. You gotta be feeling crazy. How can you walk away? Everything stays the same. I just can't do it, baby. What will it take to make you come back? Girl, I told you what it is, and it just ain't like that. No, why can't you look at me? You're still in love with me. Don't leave me crying. Baby, why can't we just start over again? Get it back to the way it was. If you give me a chance, I can love you right. But you're telling me it won't be enough. So baby, take the rest of my life. Baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just ain't true. I really need you in my life. No matter what I have to do, I'll wait for you. So why does your pride make you run and hide? Are you that afraid of me? But I know it's a lie what you're keeping inside. That is not how you want it to be. Baby, I will wait for you. Oh, baby, I will wait for you. If it's the last thing I do, baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just ain't true. I really need you in my life. No matter what I have to do, I'll wait for you. I'll be waiting.
Songbird.
Woo.
Woo. Ambie, would you, like to go first, seeing as you're our guest judge?
Oh, so you want to just, like, throw me into the fire right off the bat?
Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah, always.
I figured it'd be fun if you went first, you know?
Okay, fine. All right. Songbird. First of all, I think you're really improving overall in, like, the long run from, like, when I, like, the first time I ever heard you sing till now. I think you're improving most of all in, like, your tone and being able to, like, maintain notes and not, like, wavering. But that said, I felt like while you were good on maintaining your notes, you were maintaining notes in the, was it just me or was it, like, in the wrong key? Like, compared to the backtrack.
I didn't think it was that under pitch until the bridge.
Like, it just felt like every note that was hit was, like, a half a step off from what the note actually should have been. So, like, it was this weird kind of, like, clash between you and the backtrack at times. And sometimes it kind of corrected itself, but then it went back off again. Oh, that was loud.
Sorry, it's my phone is ringing. I'm just gonna ignore it.
Okay.
It'll just ring and we'll deal with that.
It's real background sonic music while we critique.
Yeah. It's music. We're in an elevator.
I'll just call him back. Ugh, whatever. Anyway.
Because, like, you were hitting, and every now and then you would hit, like, a really pretty note, and it would be so pretty, but then it would, like, go askew again, and it was kind of like, no, go back to where you were, because that was right, and this is wrong, and,
No, I had moments like that, too.
I was mad at your song.
Rage.
I think this was a good song choice for you, though, because it was, like, really nice, in a nice place in your range.
Yeah, it was very, like, nice and sweet, but I felt like you could have had a little bit more swagger to it.
Oh, I agree.
Because the song was kind of, like, had this, like, swagger, like, this smooth swagger to it, and you went a little too classical, which you tend to do sometimes with songs, is you're really good at being classical, but this, I think, needed a bit more of, like, a rhythm or a mood to it, like, smooth songbird. There was a couple of missteps also in the beat every now and then. Like, you would, like, say a word a little too soon or come in, like, a half step too late. But then again, you would correct yourself. There were just, like, little itty-bitty ones here and there throughout. But overall, I really think you're improving. I think you could have done better, but you could have done worse as well. So it's kind of, like, middle of the road for me.
Yeah, this was middle of the road for me, too. There was a couple of weird moments in the second verse where you had, like, some timing issues, but I think your energy is getting a lot better, and I agree that with Ambie that overall you've been improving, like, a lot, and I said before I was, like, tiny bit under pitchy. I think Ambie pretty much said everything I like, had in mind to say.
I have, a history of doing that with you, Rochelle.
I know, you do. What a stupid hoe. But...
Oh, snap!
Well, at least I'm not a bitch in a hoe.
Oh, my God.
Drama.
What did you think, Val? Did you have any additional comments that you would like to add to it?
I had like the same notes, except for like I wanted it like to build emotionally. Like I liked the emotion. Like I agree, you got you're better at it, but it didn't build at all.
Yeah, I agree. You could have built more too, definitely.
There was a couple of really good emotional parts where like you could feel you getting into it, but while you got into it, you could have gotten even more into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't and be like, afraid to go all out. But really,
balls to the wall!
You've been doing, like, a lot better, so, like, take pride in the work that you've been doing. Like, I know you, like, really, like, you're doing really well, so.
And that's pretty much all I have to add. I had the same notes.
Okay, so, Melly is up next.
Melly!
Drowns in his dreams, an exquisite extreme. I know he's as damned as he seems, and more heaven than a heart could hold. And if I try to save him, my whole world would cave in. It just ain't right. No, it just ain't right. Oh, and I don't know. Don't know what he's after. But he's so beautiful. And such a beautiful disaster. And if I could hold on through the tears. Just a beautiful disaster. He's magic in me. He's strong as what I believe. And tragedy will more damage than a soul should see. And do I try to change him? Baby, hold me tight. Oh, and I don't know. I don't know what he's after. But he's so beautiful. And such a beautiful disaster. And if I could hold on through the tears and the just a beautiful disaster. I'm longing for love and I'm logical, but he's only happy cynical. I'm waiting for some kind of miracle. Waited so long. Waited so long. He's soft to the touch, but afraid at the end he breaks. He's never enough, and still he's more than I can take. Oh, and I don't know. I don't know what he's after, but he's so beautiful. Such a beautiful disaster. And if I could hold on till the tears and the laughter, would it be beautiful or just a beautiful disaster? He's beautiful, Lord, he's so beautiful. Beautiful.
Nelly.
Nelly.
Okay. So this is my favorite Kelly Clarkson song.
I was Kelly Clarkson. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize who it was until I heard Beautiful Disaster. I was like, oh, okay.
No, I like, this is like one of my favorite songs that she does. This version, the like acoustic-y, like piano version, is my favorite. I just think it's like so, so, so pretty. And I think you did a pretty good job with it. My one major, like, I guess, issue, I guess if we're going to call it that, was I was wishing you had built it more. Like, yeah. At the end of this, she's, like, super passionate and intense and, like, he's a beautiful disaster. I don't know. I can't even speak right now. And, like, she's, like, very passionate and, like, there's, like, all this belting. And, like, you did some of that, but I thought you could have taken that even further. And I know that you can belt, like, really intensely. So I think you could have gone further with this. But I'm really happy that you fixed your weird, like, not being on key for some things thing.
Oh, yeah, I was happy about that,
That
too.
Was really, really? Nice.
Because I thought she was a little pitchy in the chorus still.
She was a little pitchy, but there was,
but it was
like,
pitchy, but on key.
But, like, in the past couple weeks, I don't know if you've heard, there, like, the past 2 weeks, I think it was.
I did hear last week's, yeah.
She, there was one week where she, like, in the second verse, just sang in a completely different key. Like,
I remember that completely. Now, yes.
And so, like, I'm really happy that you didn't do that. I mean, like, you definitely had a few smaller moments where you were, like, kind of pitchy. But, like, overall, this was, like, a much more solid entry. Like, I was really pleased with this. So, good job. What did you think of Valk?
I also had the note with, like, building it more emotionally. Like, that was what I gave you that note on Love Me, too. Like, you always have all these, like, dynamics in it, but then I don't feel like there's enough emotion behind the dynamics. So, like, this was good, but, like, I feel like it could have been more emotional.
It's so weird to me because, like, you are so good at doing dynamics and stuff, but then, like, there's just, like, a little something missing.
Yeah. I thought, like, overall, like, your tone sounded kind of shaky.
My mic just, like, fell over.
It exploded.
Rachel's mic is falling down, falling down, falling down.
I thought you could have supported yourself more, like, overall. Like, I thought it was kind of shaky vocally, but, like, it sounded pretty tone-wise, but I think you needed more support. Those are my only notes, really. I liked this.
Yeah, I felt like the song started off really, really strong, and it kind of got, as you went on, like, as you should have been building, it kind of got, like, weaker as it went. Like, you had a really awesome, strong start. You had these really cute, strong runs, and your emotion was really strong. And the emotion, I thought, I personally liked the emotion throughout. I understand where they say that it could have built more. But I personally liked it. I thought it was nice and sweet and stuff. But as the song progressed, I've noticed in the past, you need to work on your endurance through a song. Because you, like, always start your songs really strong. It's like, wow, this is so great. And by the end, you're kind of wavering as the song progresses, you waver a little bit more. So I think what you need to work on is like maintaining the same strength that you start with to the end, and that once you work on maintaining it, then work on building it as well.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say. And that's all I have to say about that.
All right, well, Dizzy is up next.
Oh my.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere. And their tears are filling up their glasses, No expression, no expression. In my head I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Made to feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Jeffers.
Yay.
Woo!
I was found.
You didn't happen to know where Dylan is, because I mean they're looking for him over on Performat.
Yeah, we lost, like, maybe were you like with him?
I'll take that as a no.
Because I'm gonna be the one to find him. So
no luck there.
No, I am, because it's going to be ironic.
Oh my god.
I should not be laughing as much as I am. I'm sorry.
That was like really funny. Jeffers, seeing as you have joined us, what did you think of Dizzy?
I'm just having a mad, mad night. People are going crazy. But I thought this was not a good song for you, or it wasn't a very good job, Dizzy. Well, there was a lot of mic puffs, and I'm sure Andy probably noticed that.
But
And the motion was pretty good, but like it was just strained and high for you.
Oh, you're Skyping?
Yeah, I'm Skyping.
Oh.
I don't know.
See you.
Yeah, that's one of my friends who is on sleeping pills and is kind of freaking out at the moment. Anyway, back to Dizzy. Yeah, it was just really strained, and especially the higher parts, like, it was in that kind of funky range where it's not quite in your falsetto, but it's not quite in your chest voice either, and you just kind of, like, strain while singing those notes. Yeah, you've definitely done a lot better, but I guess this is an old recording, so there's not a lot you can do about it.
Oh, it is?
It sounds like it. I don't know.
Really?
Oh, did he say something about it in his email?
Well, he just said...
He said he recorded it, like, fast, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought, like, his mic quality was not good, so I don't know. Could be the reverb. I don't know. But, yeah, that's all of my notes. Just, you've done a lot better in the past, so hopefully...
I'm just, like...
I think it's you now, Rach?
Yeah. Or no, Val can go because she hasn't gone first yet, so you can go, Val. Sorry.
Gone second yet. I don't Adam Lambert. I had a lot of notes for this. I feel like you should have sang this in your lower voice. Because, like...
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah. It wasn't matching the backtrack, and you were all high up there, and the backtrack was, like, down there. I thought you should have sang it lower. Because, Adam sings it lower. Because, like, yeah. There were a lot of, like, pronunciation issues, too. Like, I noted, like, tears are filling up my glass. Like, you said filling up, filling weird, and, like, overall there was, like, a lot of, like, pronunciation issues. And you were really nasal. And I was like, oh, no. Why are you so nasal? Yeah, and I noted the mic puffs. And the last note, I was like, that, like, it sounded like it was, like, off pitch a little bit, the last note. And, like, emotionally it was okay, but, like, I don't know. I feel like this would have been a lot better if you just sang it in a lower key. So I didn't like this that much. I'm sad.
Yeah, this was not, like, you were in that place in your range where you're, like, it just, you're, like straining, like Jeffers and Valk said, like, I don't know, like, this was just not a good song pick for you. Like, I think you should have picked something either in your lower, register, and, like, I don't know, I just wasn't, like, I wasn't as much of a fan of this as I have been other things that you've done. Jeffers and Val pretty much said everything I wanted to say. What did you think, Ambie?
My biggest irk was, again, Puff Police on patrol. There was so much, like, at first we're done, okay, there's some puff and airiness in the first phrase, and then in the second phrase, and the third phrase, and the fourth phrase, like, oh, and after a while I was like, oh my god, my skin is crawling, all the puff, I'm melting. Oh, that was my biggest thing. Like, honestly, I personally I don't think I disliked it as much as everybody else in the room, but then again, it doesn't matter that as much what I feel about it, because I'm just the guest judge on the show tonight. But I thought, kind of like with Melly's, it was like, I liked it at first, but as the song went on, it just kind of deteriorated, but it deteriorated much more rapidly and much more drastically than Melly did. Like, yeah, and it just kind of, by the end of it, was like a puddle of puffs.
Yeah, it was just...
of puffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you did the Adam Lambert song, so yay.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, I did like the, like, whatever vocal effect you had on your lyrics to go with the backtrack, and I loved the backtrack. I thought the backtrack was
great. I love this version so much. It's, like, my favorite version of the song ever.
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 Ever. Spaz Cakes is up next.